Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome back to my channel. It's so good to see everyone here. And if you were listening to me in your car alongside this podcast, what's good? Keep your eyes on the road, but let's hang down for it. If you're watching my YouTube channel at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, yes, don't forget to press that subscribe button and notification bell so we can be informed of each other's things. I really like the YouTube channel personally. It's a great place for us to get to know each other and I don't know. I think it's cool. And it's a ton of work creating content, which also is a huge part of my life this year, doing content creation and anything creativity wise. And I really just don't want to make any excuses, which is why I'm here today, because I want to keep rolling with that energy. And I want to help you guys get in front of another C, the camera, because it's hard, right? Now, there's so many reasons that we tell ourselves why we're not going to get in front of the camera and all the excuses that you can make for not getting in front of the camera. And it's a lot. Creating content can be really hard. And there is no doubt about that. Yes, it's hard, but is it worth another C just complaining about? God, it really is going to be the year of the C, I'm telling you. I really do think the more time I spend complaining about something and the less doing I do, the more depressed I get about it. When I feel that I've accomplished it and I've gone through it and I've done the hard task, I'm really proud of myself. So don't forget on the other end of completing the content, I'm just like one big dad joke. It's just gonna be like a dad joke of like the C's this year. But seriously, when you get finished with creating your content and posting it, there's a huge sense of relief and you're impressed with yourself and you're like, wow, you know, really wasn't that hard. And sometimes it is that hard. Sometimes it does take a lot of work, but it does build that inner strength. And you're gonna dig deep and find deeper places in yourself that you can push yourself. And that's what I really want to urge here today, on top of tips and tools for you to get in front of the camera for your social media to build the confidence and build confidence in the techniques that you have to make you more comfortable and authentic on camera. If you're watching my YouTube channel, you can probably see that I've got a little cheat sheet here in front of me, and I can also share this in the description box for you guys to just kind of like bullet point those footnotes of being like, good film, right? First off, I just want to start with something really, really simple. Practice makes perfect. When you're spending time practicing, personally, I do this myself and I do coach other people to do this as well for getting in front of the camera. Practice in front of the mirror. To get to know yourself and be more aware of your body language and your facial expressions and just the overall experience of what someone's going to be seeing on the other end of things. Now, if you feel like you look a little snarly in some things, or you're not great at making eye contact when you're on camera, or you're just not focusing on the right point of the lens, on the iPhone, you actually have to look at the lens, not at yourself in the camera. Practicing in the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror, and also hearing yourself. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I actually talk out loud and I say the repetitive, hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. And I do that entire thing in the shower. And it gets my mouth moving. It gets my voice working. It gets my head clicked into this space that I can be here for you. So I also encourage you while you're in the mirror to talk out loud. I'm very curious, before we move on to number two, who out there is practicing their content in front of the mirror and does feel like that prepares you to get in front of the camera? I'm very curious. In the comments down below, I'd love to know what it is that you do to kind of warm yourself up to getting in front of the camera, and do you do it in front of the mirror? Okay, number two, I think this goes without saying, but know your content. have a little bit of an outline or a script. I personally find scripts very restrictive because I get very overwhelmed with reading and talking. I'd rather have a more conversational flow when I get onto the camera, but that definitely starts with my bullet points. I have the bullet points of what I like to hit. One of them is introduce myself, the topic I'm gonna be doing, the problem I'm gonna be solving, and the outro. So those are just quick little points that you could be making when it comes to creating your social media content as well. And when you have a clear idea of what you're going to be saying, you will be more confident in the message that you're gonna deliver. So by practicing your content in the mirror with a little bit of an outline, you don't always need a perfect you could do that if you want to. You could probably get a lot more followers if you know what I mean. But if you have that, you know, just a bulleted outline rather than a script, I feel like the scripts can be a little overwhelming. You'll find a cadence and a flow after some practice, and you'll be able to hit it the second that you get in front of the camera. Number three is so important for me, and that's creating content in a comfortable environment. Now, for me, I do a lot of my content creation at home, but a lot of you will also be doing content creation in your studio space. Now, if you have a studio space that you're sharing with other people, one of my biggest suggestions, if you're uncomfortable about getting in front of the camera in front of them, which believe it or not, I am. I really like having this exclusive experience with you with nobody else around. So I know my partner's schedule for being able to create content at home for you. And I also know my studio mate's schedule. We just share a Google Calendar. And what most of them work, well, one of the artists works late in the afternoon and the other artist works only Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that leaves me Monday mornings, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, an additional time outside my schedule, or I'll just check the Google Calendar that we share. And that allows me free space and time to know I can bring my camera and just create some content while I'm at work. Now, if you are looking to create more content, whether you're at home and you want to talk in front of the camera like I am, this is called a talking head video. Now, if you want to create content in your studio, you're going to be needing to have a clean environment, of course. So try to reduce the clutter in the background. I personally love wearing solid colors when I'm creating content. And most of my wardrobe is black, white, gray, brown, cream, pink. Truly, and like lavender. I don't know. I just wear solids most of the time. I feel best in solid colors, but they're really good for content and creation and being on camera, just generally speaking. So take the opportunity of knowing the schedules that are around you, if that's going to give you more confidence to bring to the table to talk exclusively to the camera. Now, there are other ways, of course, with getting around making content, especially on IG and being beauty business owners. It's so simple to not even have a day where you put makeup on, because some days I don't always look this fresh and beautiful to go see my clients. I look like the chill version of me, which is maybe just a little bit of mascara and, dare I say, sometimes yoga pants. But it's really easy to create faceless content. And again, we're just trying to create less boundaries and less friction points for you to create more content. So doing faceless content is a great way of still being able to produce. Even if you're scared to get in front of the camera, talk in front of the camera, maybe this is a good way of starting this opportunity. You can do things like having the camera and setting up your tray, or cleaning your space, or just opening the door and walking into your studio and turning the lights on. And just simply having the camera set up in the distance and moving about your space and just doing administrative tasks or typing on your keyboard. It's really easy to showcase that you're a business owner that gives a shit about their business, but while showing up for their business and letting people see the inside structure of how awesome you are and how great you are and how much you care about your business. Number four. This goes without saying, you've got to engage with your audience in some way. You have to create some type of value or interest to your audience. So like I was saying before, by letting people inside your business, inside all the little things that you do, like your administrative side of things or your team meetings on Zoom that you might need to have, or setting up or cleaning, this is going to be engaging your audience to understand more about your business and you. Now, another bigger aspect of engaging your audience while creating bigger content when you're feeling more comfortable is educating your audience. Who is your audience? Are you running training programs and you do master classes or beginner classes? What a great way and opportunity to provide knowledge to the people you're calling out to. Who is your audience? We need to define who the audience is. Is the audience the client? Is the audience beginners? Is the audience masters? Is the audience other permanent makeup artists? Another great way of audience engagement is something called call to action. So in your Instagram post or your reels, whether they're faceless or you're chatting, you're gonna call the audience to action. So I'll give you an example right now. Hey guys, if you like this content, definitely subscribe and comment down below one more thing or tip that you think is perfect as a call to action for your viewers. That's a call to action. You're commanding whoever's listening to you to engage, to participate. And not only is it for them to participate, but it's for you. It's to create that sense of community. So when I personally use call to action, I'm developing a larger sense of community with you because I care. And that's important when you're getting in front of the camera. And number five, I think this is something I have suffered with over the years, embracing your imperfectionism. I definitely have suffered from being a perfectionist myself, especially when it comes to content creation. I can make every excuse up in the book why I shouldn't post it. You know, like my hair is too flat, my lipstick is on my teeth, I've got a booger hanging out of my nose. You know, so there is like so many reasons. But I really have to say, after watching my fiance grow his Instagram account for his personal training and financial coaching, I really watched him embrace his imperfection. And that to me was so amazing. And really ultimately, people are here and the audience is here for the growth. They want to see you grow. And even when they don't want to see you grow, because we all know that the haters be out there, what better revenge than just being like, you know what? I don't care what you think of me. At least I'm doing this. What are you doing? Because honestly, guys, if there's haters out there or you're your own biggest hater, that's not real. And I really recommend to you, if you're worried about someone seeing your things and you're worried about what they're thinking about you and your friends from high school telling you, but, go look at their stuff. Is their stuff perfect? Are they perfect? Are their posts perfect? Do they create reels? Do they put up content? Do they go on camera and do the hard shit? Probably not. So you actually have no idea what they're capable of, and there's no value in that aside from just making an excuse up for yourself. So don't bring something to the table that does not exist. Don't put that in your head. Let it go. Be imperfect. Just get it done. I mean, truly, Nike knew what was up. Just do it. You have something that you're just like, like I said in the beginning, just getting it done sometimes is so much better than it being perfect. So I really urge you to also do that with your content. And let me tell you, when Jared first started creating content, my husband, for his personal training and financial coaching, it was cringy. It was not good, and he was not comfortable in front of the camera. And now after, I think he's probably been like really doing content now for a year, I stumbled upon his page, which sounds like ridiculous, but I don't know. We talk about our work all the time, and sometimes I just don't actually watch his stuff. Sorry, babe. But I was looking at his page the other day, and I was like, holy shit. This guy looks really good and this page looks really legit. And I was really proud of him and I was really impressed because he embraced his imperfectionism. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. And me too. You go back in time and I'm sure as hell not perfect either. You can listen at the beginning of these podcasts, wherever you're jumping in, maybe you're new here and you just listened to one of my first podcasts. They're not perfect. And I mean, thanks to the woman on YouTube that felt so inclined to tell me that she couldn't stand that I repeated introducing myself 800 times. I'm sorry. It's hard, and so is the editing part of it. And we're all here just learning every damn day. Over time, practice will bring confidence and authenticity. Try to remember that the camera's your friend. Just talk to the camera like your friend, just like you were talking to yourself in the mirror. Whip out that camera and just do it. Bye, guys.